Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Poised to win it all tonight, we'll get an update from the biggest viewing party in the Bay Area on KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
It is 7 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour.
It's been an appalling tragedy, an appalling loss of life for young people whose hopes and dreams have suddenly and without notice been shattered.
The investigation continues tonight into a deadly balcony collapse in Berkeley just after midnight. Six people in their 20s are dead. Seven others are badly injured, some of them with life-threatening injuries. Five of the six were in the Bay Area on work visas from Ireland. KGO 810 Scott Lettieri begins our coverage.
Three men, three women died, all either 21 or 22, when the balcony cracked and fell. Seven others who remain in area hospitals were injured. As for the integrity of the balcony, Berkeley Mayor Tom Bates.
I mean, we don't know. We haven't investigated. There's been a lot of allegations. There's been some people have said, you know, the property owners aren't responding to problems. I don't know that to be the case. So we really just have to get to the bottom of it.
The city building inspector taking a look as the investigation gets underway.
KGO 810 SUNY Collin is live at the scene of the accident, where a wreath laying ceremony for the dead was held a short time ago. SUNY?
Yeah, well, there were two wreaths that were laid, one for the Republic of Ireland and the other by the city of Berkeley. You had the Mayor Bates there, and you also had the Consul General. But while the mourning may have begun, there was also a lot of finger pointing as well. People are saying that the buildings have been gone up, and they're accusing the building inspectors and the developers of negligence. But going back to the mourning, The Irish Consul General, Philip Grant, had this to say.
We're going to be sending some of our brightest and our best back home to their families, not as we would wish.
Well, that was the Consul General. The investigation is continuing. The workers are still here at the scene trying to clean up and doing whatever maintenance they can. Reporting in Berkeley, I'm SUNY Collin, KGO 810.
A Bay Area engineer says balconies require special attention during design and construction, largely because people congregate on them. Kevin Treat is a principal at KPW Structural Engineers in Oakland.
The code would prescribe that they're designed for a 60-pound per square foot live load, which probably could be overloaded if people were jammed shoulder to shoulder on a balcony.
Now, that's roughly the equivalent of about eight people, with 13 killed and injured. Simple math suggests the balcony may have been overloaded. Exposure could have also led to rotting wood, which would have also weakened that balcony. Our other top story tonight, the Golden State Warriors' quest for an NBA championship.
LeBron drives on Iguodala, stripped and stolen. Andre up with the ball. Warriors will run. Pass to Curry on the right side. To the rim, goes up, and a reverse layup is good for Curry.
Stingy defense on superstar LeBron James has the Warriors out in front of the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. With just under 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, W's 37, Cleveland 29. Now, the game is being played in Cleveland, but the Warriors opened up Oracle Arena in Oakland tonight for a huge watch party. Eric is from Union City.
You know, it kind of seems like the Warriors have found their groove. They figured it out personnel-wise, you know, starting Iggy and bringing Lee in to play a little more, so I'm hoping this, I think they're going to bring it home tonight. I'm pretty positive about it.
Now the Warriors are up 3-2, so a win tonight would give the Blue and Gold its first NBA title since that Rick Barry-led Warrior team of 40 years ago. In international news, it is now confirmed that U.S. drone strike did in fact kill al-Qaeda's second-in-command, Nasir al-Wawahi. But Congressman Adam Schiff says there's still more to be done.
Can't rely simply on operations that take out leadership. It has to be accompanied by an attack on the ideology, on the recruitment, on the financing, really all across the spectrum.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:04.
It's not just summertime. It's crunch time.
Looking forward to that demo derby.
Munch time.
Got some good quesadillas out here. Of course, fried everything.
Stand up and jump time.
I love watching the free concerts.
I'm going to see at least two.
There's pickup up and run time.
Can't wait to see those cowboys on the bull.
Kaboom time.
Fireworks are amazing.
Run rock the red, white, and blue as the Alameda County Fair returns just in time for summer with big shows, big concerts, and big fun, June 17th through July 5th.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news, because with the New Balance Rewards, it's easier than ever to earn points, even with Medicare. Now, you'll get points for every prescription and immunization every day. And more points mean more rewards. To see all the new ways to earn points and get rewards, simply visit walgreens.com/morepoints. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit walgreens.com/balance.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now for traffic on the fives, and we welcome Lee Graham to the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. For those of you in Calistoga, a heads up still, and 29 is shut down in both directions at Tubbs due to a fatality accident involving a motorcycle, and CHP does not know yet when they're going to reopen the road. Huge Warriors watching party, of course, going on at Oracle Arena, and by huge, I mean sold out. Just be prepared for extremely heavy traffic later tonight if you plan to use the Nimitz north or southbound around the arena. 24 eastbound still jammed solid from Fish Ranch Road back to Claremont Avenue in Oakland. Starting to look better on the Bay Bridge. No problems east or westbound on the east side of Treasure Island. On the upper deck, though, you're stop and go from just after Treasure Island to the Skyway. The lower deck, only minor slowdowns from Fremont out to Treasure Island. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com or call 415-421-4222 today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants snapped a 9-game losing streak at AT&T Park with a 6-2 win over the Seattle Mariners. A's beat the Padres in San Diego 5-4. Well, you can get comfortable with this weather because, it's going to be here for a while. Here's KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
Tomorrow will be mainly sunny and warm for the Bay Area, except the coast, where it'll be relatively cool with highs there only in the upper 50s to about 60. But we'll see mid to upper 70s along the Bay shoreline and upper 80s to around 90 inland. Thursday will be just a little bit cooler than tomorrow, and temperatures will rebound on Friday and continue warming up into Father's Day weekend.
Right now around the Bay Area, still plenty of sunshine. We've got 89 degrees in Fairfield. We've got 55 degrees in Half Moon Bay at 70 on the beach in Santa Cruz, 73 in Oakland, 77 in San Jose, and at 60 degrees in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Flashback last night to the Windy City, Chicago.
They've waited a long time for this to be at home. Slipped in front and Crawford another block.
Very exciting for my other hometown, Chicago. Duncan Keith and Patrick Kane scored, and Duncan was the unanimous choice for the playoff MVP, and they won the Stanley Cup. Third time in 6 years for the Blackhawks, and it was an amazing thing for the Blackhawks last night because it was their first time on home ice since 1938. Why are you talking about the Blackhawks?
Woo-hoo. Because... So tell me they burned things down.
Turns out they didn't. That's why, because I'm talking about the Blackhawks so that I can talk about the Warriors. Now, things did get a little out of order. I mean, probably the fact that it was raining and the Cubs game was actually rained out in Wrigleyville. But there were people up there at Clark and Addison hanging out around Wrigley. And, there was a guy.
Well, they would be anyway because there's sports bars and whatnot there, right?
Right, but not necessarily because, it's inside the loop in Chicago where the Blackhawks play. But... Wrigley is a sporting venue, and there was supposed to be a game, so there were people outside, and you're right, there are a lot of sports bars.
Yeah.
But they're everywhere in Chicago. But, they had a small amount of problems. Two people were arrested around 11:15 after a confrontation between two men and a police officer, and then there was a lot of crowd surfing going on, the semi kind of sort of mash pit, and, mosh pit and that stuff. But, and then they did their traditional
Who
thing
was
that
playing?
They The Tampa Lightning. You know, that
no,
just
I
doesn't
mean,
sound...
You don't have a mosh pit unless you have a band, but whatever. It's Chicago. Maybe things are different.
They would mosh for the Blackhawks. They would really mosh if the Cubs would win the World Series. Oh, my God. The whole town would mosh.
Since it would be the Chicago Fire
years.
All over again.
Yes,
late last
it would.
Night
yeah.
when we were all in bed. Remember but, that song?
Kind of. Burn, baby, burn. Let's hope not. But about 150 fans that did toilet paper TP the suburban home of the coach.
Well, this sounds like any Monday night in Chicago.
Well, yeah.
Where's the...
But that's a tradition. About 150 people showed up and TP'd his house. And then the kids, you know, take it
Okay,
down,
the TP
the
is
next...
the only thing that makes it not a regular Monday night in Chicago. There were 3 arrests?
Looks like that.
And
yep.
some dancing in the street.
Yeah and a guy on a flat, on, you know... Trying to, let me see, he was climbing a pole and left on.
Oh, my.
You know.
It's not
I
as bad
know.
As your average St. Paddy's Day parade.
Right. There was crowd surfing and such. But
well, so that sounds very well behaved. Right on. Right on, right on.
Turns out there really isn't a story other than they won the Stanley Cup for the third time in 6 years and brought it home. And they won it home for the first time since 1938.
Hey, look at this. U.S. women defeat Nigeria in World Cup play. Another win.
Right on.
Woo-hoo.
So, you know, which brings us to this. I think that a lot of people, if you're not watching basketball, you know, are wondering what are the repercussions of celebrations that could be infused with protests if we win tonight or we go to Game 7 on Friday. And the difference and the clash between the party and the anarchy. I was there during some tense moments, and when any of these things kind of go on, with celebrations or protests, if you're in the middle of it, sometimes it can be very scary. And I wonder how you feel.
Sometimes it can be really fun.
It can be, until the mob mentality sets in. And police here, and the reason, again, why I open with that is because, you know, there were a few problems last night in Chicago, but no big problems. But police here are gearing up just in case... You know, of course, we were hoping for the coup de grace, but...
Gras,
yes, exactly. But, you know, just in case there is
but
chaos...
But that's a great idea for a restaurant name. Coup de crawfish.
That's it,
get
baby.
On in here.
And have yourself some. Just don't bite back. Don't be bad. So the enforcement officials here in San Francisco and Oakland are gearing up, even though it may be on a low level. They're doing things to get rid, you know, to get ready. And let me see, I guess, and I wasn't here for it, but there was an ugly scene 12 years ago after the Raiders lost the Super Bowl. Things did not go so well. People went haywire.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, they didn't even win the damn thing. So the story goes here. Stores ablazing on International Boulevard, people looting and crowds hitting the streets. And apparently that was bad. San Francisco law enforcement has the most recent experience with sports victory celebrations that have turned violent. Following the Giants World Series win last year, crowds poured into the streets in the Mission District. There were 2 shootings, graffiti, fires, and other vandalism. 40 people were arrested in 2012 after the Giants won the championship. Riders lit that Muni bus on fire and danced on taxis. You know, these were celebratory locations also. And they're getting ready for that again. And the celebratory locations, once again, will be Mission, South of Market, Polk Street, and the Marina. That's according to the San Francisco PD. And in the East Bay, they're having conversations about this. And they're getting ready. And they have called the police back in from their day off in case there's unrest. But I just wonder, you know, what your concern is. Where do you stand on this? 808-0810. Are you worried about, you know, the anarchy? Are you concerned about that? I don't know. I mean, I've never been stuck in the middle of a celebration gone wrong. But it apparently happens, and it does happen. And they're getting ready for it. And with what's been going on over the past year, you can see where one group may coincide with another where there is a clash between the party and the anarchy or the protesting. And are you concerned about that? 808-0810. You know,
or excited. Excited. And you're getting your hoodie and your disguise and you're going to join in.
Right. That would be the mob mentality. Yes, when things turn ugly, when the mob or the party gets out of control and, you know, one fool does one thing stupid and then everybody else piles on. And it does become the naughty mosh pit. 808-0810.
Yeah, so I think the last World Series, things were very calm. You know, people stayed up all night, got in the middle of the street, blah, blah, blah. But the one that was two times before, was that 2010?
Yeah, but,
you know, I always, like, hesitate to say, oh, it's because the Giants won. Because it doesn't really make sense. There might have been a shooting that night anyway. Like, what? But the sort of random mayhem where people are running the streets and we have that picture, it's burned in everybody's mind of the guy throwing the big thing through the Muni bus window right. and the Muni bus on fire. That was messed up. Everybody was like, not cool. So if you're planning on drinking and watching this game and we do win, you got to think to yourself, hey, man, don't be one of those jerks. Everybody's got a cell phone, which is a camera, a video camera. The guy that threw the thing through the window, I don't know if they found the people who lit the bus on fire, but the guy that ruined it by throwing the thing through the window definitely was social media all over the Bay Area. He was found. He's like, I never do stuff like that. His mom's like, he's never been in trouble with the law. So you see how people get caught up. So you have to say to yourself, note to self, don't get caught doing stupid stuff tonight.
Right. And does it concern you? 808-0810. Your comments, please. Or do you think that it will be peaceful and everything will be, you know, fine. Nothing will happen. Let's just celebrate. 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Right now, let's check out the traffic with Lee Graham in the traffic center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. In Calistoga, 29 was closed in both directions at Tubbs, and that was due to a fatality accident involving a motorcycle, but they have reopened the road now. In the city, northbound 101 at Paul Avenue, an accident there in the middle lane. That's got traffic almost stopped back to just before 3rd Street. Also in San Francisco, northbound 101, construction is slowing you from getting to the Golden Gate Bridge. You're stop and go from Marina Boulevard up to the Toll Plaza. And 24 eastbound, good news, relaxing very nicely. You're stop and go now from just before 13 up to the Caldecott Tunnel. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
KGO 810 has your tickets to see Lady Antebellum. Just like driving on an open. Lady Antebellum, along with Hunter Hayes and Sam Hunt, June 26th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. It's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. To win, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com or buy tickets at LiveNation.com. Lady Antebellum in concert from KGO 810.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
What's keeping you from getting a great night's sleep? Mancini Sleep World wants you to rest easy with huge savings on an adjustable comfort mattress. Right now, upgrade to adjustable comfort for as little as $5.99 or get an adjustable queen set for as little as $9.99. With no interest for up to 48 months, the savings really add up. Our family started Mancini Sleep World in 1969, and we're committed to providing you great value and a healthy night's sleep. Hurry in and upgrade for as little as $5.99. Mancini Sleep World, visit sleepworld.com.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low.
Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Lenox Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. No points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Lenox Financial at 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Lenox Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
Call Lenox Financial at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight and the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Love, loyalty, and courage in the face of tyranny. Join Michael Tilson Thomas as he leads the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus in a concert performance of Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio, an inspiring tale of courage and the power of love. The internationally renowned cast features soprano Nina Stema, who the Independent claims gave a wonderfully burnished performance as Leonore. Then join the San Francisco Symphony on June 30th for Beethoven's iconic Fifth Symphony. For tickets and information, call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, we're hoping our Warriors will wrap tonight, but I guess there are a lot of people who are okay if they bring it home on Friday. But what we're talking about is what's going to happen after the game, especially if it becomes a celebration party versus the protests, or the protests become integrated with the celebration party. Then how do you feel? And when the mob mentality should set in, like we pray that it will not. These are obvious questions to go to. Let's say 808-0810 is the number for you to weigh in, 808-0810. We'll start with Bruce in Walnut Creek. Good evening, you're on the Drex Radio Show. Hi, Bruce.
Thanks a lot. Ex-Oakland resident, for the very reasons that we're discussing, what are the statistical probability and the math that a protest would happen on the same night of a Warriors victory? In other words, there are people that are going to raise a lot of hell just because they can. And I'm in favor of mass arrest at this point. It's got to be stopped. It's got to be broken. We're not going to have a perpetual protest in Oakland or any town. And it's completely out of hand. I hope that, it goes down nicely. I hope people celebrate. I'm in favor of that. But, even if I go into a restaurant and celebrate and get drunk, I can be arrested as a single individual. Why can't protesters be arrested as is needed?
It is going to be a little bit different this year because of what's been going on with all of the protests. I mean, we know protests were probably planned for tonight. Well, because there was going to be a city council meeting tonight, which they canceled. Okay, because the game is on.
I think his point is that protesters are opportunists.
Yes.
And they'll go to where there's another crowd.
That's right. And he's absolutely right. And
I mean,
people are concerned. And it's
when you're demonstrating.
It's justifiably a concern this year. It
just is.
I mean, there's no denying it.
When you're demonstrating, you want to be seen. So there's going to be TV cameras, et cetera, out where people are celebrating. And then you can get your little message across. So it makes sense. We've also got Tom in Salinas.
I think we lost him. But,
no, we didn't.
We did not? Okay.
I'm here. You got me?
Oh, I got you. Okay. Good evening. 808-0810 is the number, by the way. Let me see. It is. Are you Tom in Salinas?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, it's too bad that a few people mess it up for the many and, cause the property damage. But if you're looking at a liberal city that San Francisco is and a bunch of government, people that work for the government, take money from the government, and don't really care, then that's what happens. That city is so liberal, I expect it to really go crazy tonight or Friday night. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. And again, we hope for the best. But we will see. Do you think that it makes a difference? I mean, would you rather have them win the game tonight in Cleveland? Do you think it will be a calmer evening? I mean, if the celebration does break out tonight versus Friday, well, a lot of people do, 808-0810, for the simple reason, a lot of people still have to go to work tomorrow, so that may limit the partying. Friday night, all bets are off. All bets are off. And by the way, we're not trying to be Debbie Downers about this. We want the NBA championship to come home. But we know what's going on. we're doing a talk show, and so obviously we're talking about what people are thinking out loud, and that is, wouldn't want to be caught in one of these celebrations versus protests, would you? I wouldn't want to live in that area. Wouldn't want to drive through that. Wouldn't want that around my workplace. Neither. 808-0810. To the phones we go. 808-0810 is the number.
Maggie in Hayward.
Hi, Maggie. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Hi. I think that I was listening to the one caller, and he needs to differentiate protesters from rioters. When he's saying he wants massive arrest of protesters, that's not right. Protesters have a point.
Well, they're being activists, yes. Right.
Yeah, right. But rioters, they need to be mass arrests. That was my point.
I thank you. I mean, there already are alternate factions and that are out there and thinking about doing things. Now, you know, they don't seem to be getting much traction today. Whether they will on Friday or not, I'm not sure. But earlier in the day, we thought that there was something to exactly what you're implying. And if it is, we haven't found out about it yet. But we shall see. So we're going to continue to discuss this. And if you have any thoughts, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll find out the latest as to what's going on. And we'll also check in with the KGO newsroom. You are listening.
And we have the latest on Rachel Dolezal.
Okay, 808-0810 is the number. We'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show along with Heather on KGO 810.
Are you prepared for the next financial crisis? Would another shock to the global economy derail your plans for retirement or force you out of retirement and back to work? This is Scott Hansen, co-host of Hansen McLean's Money Matters, airing Saturdays at 4 p.m. here on KGO. I'm certainly not forecasting we'll see another major pullback in the financial markets, but there's always a chance another one is lurking around the corner. As a financial advisor for over two decades, as well as co-host of the popular Money Matters radio program, I'm growing increasingly concerned with how people are investing their retirement dollars. You see, as the Fed has lowered interest rates, many people have chased higher returns by shifting their safe money out of secure investments and into riskier assets, oftentimes without even knowing it. So if you're less than totally confident that your retirement savings can survive another downturn, tune into Hansen McLean's Money Matters program Saturdays at 4 p.m. We answer your calls and questions about saving, investing, and retirement. To learn more about Hansen McLean's Money Matters, simply visit moneymatters.com or call us at 888-2-HANSEN. We'll see you Saturday at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Kirk Canlon, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double-pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement, like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 37s and a 1234. License 245291.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life, Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running, from batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm a freelance photographer, and I handle my own business. That's why I use QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that helps me estimate my federal quarterly taxes and separate my business and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my phone. I just swipe left to file it as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game with my kids, I swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qbselfemployed.com.
Ah, dear old dad, when you were feeling down, he cheered you up. When you skinned your knee, he made it all better. It's time he gets a break, and KGO 810 can help. KGO 810 is giving away a Father's Day gift pack from Pier 39 and the Hard Rock Cafe. To win, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com and tell us why your dad deserves a Father's Day break. One grand prize winner will receive a $100 certificate for the Hard Rock Cafe and a family four-pack of Pier 39 premiere passes from KGO 810.
Well, there's more news on Rachel Dolezal. Now her brother's involved, and we'll talk about that after the break. First, let's check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drexler, our top story at the bottom of the hour, the battle for an NBA championship.
Feeds down to Draymond, guarded by LeBron James. Power move by Draymond, banked it in over LeBron.
Draymond Green and the Golden State Warriors playing arguably their most inspired basketball of the NBA Finals. The W's are forcing turnovers and using a smothering defense on superstar LeBron James. But a 13-point lead has disappeared in Game 6 of the NBA Finals, and at halftime, the W's lead over the Cavaliers just 45-43. Now, the game is being played in Cleveland, but the Warriors opened up their home court, Oracle Arena, for a viewing party for 20,000 of their favorite fans. KGO 810's Brian Pelletier among the many who couldn't get in there, so he joins us live now from the Tribune Bar in the Tribune Building with a lot of people who are just glad to be watching a game. Brian?
That's right, and it is standing room only here inside the Tribune Tavern in downtown Oakland. These fans are really excited. You can hear them chanting, "Let's go, Warriors," from all the way down the block. And, you know, the Warriors haven't won a championship in 40 years, so they're hoping to see some history tonight. Our eyes are up on the screens as the Warriors and Cavs battle it out. And I'm reporting live here outside the Tribune Tavern in Oakland. Brian Pelletier, KGO 810.
Now, the Warriors are up 3-2 on the Cavaliers, so a win tonight would give Golden State, as Brian noted, its first NBA title since the mid-1970s, 40 years ago. Well, San Francisco police learned some hard lessons following three World Series titles by the Giants. Tonight, with the Warriors on the verge of their own championship, police departments on both sides of the bay are bracing for revelry and unrest. Here's KGO 810's Katie Lever.
Extra officers are already coming in tonight. The department has canceled officer days off in preparation. An extra staff will be in these neighborhood pockets.
South of Market area, along Market, Mission District, Polk Street, the Marina, other areas that were celebrated during the Giants World Series.
San Francisco Police spokesperson Grace Gopinan tells KGO they learned a lot after Giants fans smashed buses, lit fires, and pelted police with bottles. After the World Series victories, many Bay Area police departments have canceled officer days off tonight.
There is another sign tonight. The San Diego Chargers may be headed to Los Angeles. The Chargers have shot down Mayor Kevin Falconer's proposal that a financing plan for a new stadium be put to a citywide vote. An attorney for the Chargers says the proposed December 15th election won't survive state election law or environmental impact reviews. Tropical Storm Bill has made landfall, and at this hour, the storm is moving across Texas and later into Oklahoma. Correspondent John Trout says this is a feisty storm.
A few tornadoes may occur later into tonight east of Tropical Storm Bill as it tracks further inland from the middle of the Texas coast. East of that region means the eastern part of Texas and western Louisiana.
As much as 12 inches of rain is forecast in some areas, making flash flooding a serious threat.
I don't issue threats. I engage in frank and honest conversation.
Well, it appears Governor Jerry Brown has strong-armed his way into a budget deal. It's about $3 billion less than lawmakers sent him just a day ago. But as KGO 810's Mike Simpson reports, the always frugal Brown is pretty good at getting what he wants.
Very happy to report that after some rather strenuous negotiations, we've reached a sound agreement.
He held a press conference today with Assembly Leader Atkins and Pro Tem De Leon, who gave in on using lower revenue estimates in exchange for more child care and preschool slots, health care for some undocumented kids, and a bump in CSU funding.
This budget helps reverse the damage done to many families, many working families, by cuts made during the Great Economic Recession.
De Leon there, who stuck with the theme of "we're not done yet." There will be special sessions held on Medi-Cal and infrastructure.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:33.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even...
Added it up and I pay $863 a month and I have a balance of $50,000. Can I get the money from Loan Me to pay off these balances so I just have one monthly payment that's lower than these?
Yes, you can. With your good credit, Loan Me can loan you up to $100K in about a day. At rates as low as 9.9%. 11.39 APR for the most qualified applicants. And there's no collateral required of any kind. Just your signature.
So I borrowed $50,000 from Loan Me to pay off my 6 credit card balances, and now I have just one fixed monthly payment that's lower than the total of those cards. Wow, I'm saving on my monthly budget, and it's much more convenient. Thanks, Loan Me.
So call Loan Me at 855-59-PRIME. That's 855-59-PRIME. For up to $100K in about a day.
Loan amounts and APR depend on FICO score, income, and ability to make payments. Minimum 660 FICO for this program. Loans made pursuant to California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lender License Number 603K061.
It is 735 on KGO. That means it's time again to check your roadways with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by the Alameda County Fair. We'll start in San Leandro. Northbound 880 at 238. Got an accident that's blocking the left lanes. It's only stop and go back to Llewellyn. Southbound 880, however, is nearly stopped from 238 back to Floresta. In the city, northbound 101 on the way to the Skyway, getting better. Your stop and go from Cesar Chavez to the Skyway. Eastbound 80 is inching along from 101 to Fremont. Westbound on the Skyway, you're all clear, and the Bay Bridge looks great as well in both directions. Northbound 101 construction slowdowns at Marina have lightened up. Traffic's now only crawling from Marina to the sports basement. It's not just summertime, it's Alameda County Fair time. Come rock the red, white, and blue with 4th of July rockin' fireworks and big new Action Zone attractions, including Demolition Derby, Monster Trucks, and Extreme Rodeo, all free with admission. Visit AlamedaCountyFair.com and their Facebook page for more info. I'm Lee Graham, KGO ATAT.
Well, the Giants snapped a 9-game losing streak today at AT&T Park with a 6-2 win over the Seattle Mariners. A's beat the Padres in San Diego 5-4. Well, your Father's Day forecast is looking a bit toasty. Here's KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
We'll have a mainly sunny and warm day for much of the Bay Area. Highs will reach mid to upper 70s along the Bay shoreline and upper 80s to around 90 inland. Thursday, temperatures will drop off just a couple of degrees, but they'll bounce back on Friday and continue warming into Father's Day weekend. By Saturday, we'll see inland highs in the mid to upper 90s.
Right now, around the Bay Area, we've still got lots of sunshine and warm temperatures in some places. The hot spot is Fairfield at 83 degrees. It's 71 in Walnut Creek, 66 in Oakland, 65 in Santa Cruz, 73 in San Jose, 59 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. Let's go to Jon Stewart last night talking about Rachel Dolezal.
It's a brand new segment. It's called What?
It all came crashing down for NAACP Spokane president Rachel Dolezal, who has been portraying herself as a black woman for the past 10 years.
What? What? That's crazy. There's an NAACP chapter in Spokane? All right, 10 years of pretending to be a black woman. Interesting. What is she?
Ruth Ann and Lawrence Dolezal say their 37-year-old daughter is white.
They say their ancestry is Czech, Swedish, and German.
What? Czech? Swedish and German is really white. Even Powder is like, that's one white lady. That's a white lady. She's white. You gotta wonder, does she even know she's lying anymore?
Are you African American?
I don't understand the question.
So her mouth says, I don't understand the question. But her eyes say,
unbelievable. Yeah, and white she is. And then this family is so screwed up. Today, Rachel Dolezal's brother, Joshua Dolezal, now there's a story coming out that says he faces trial for alleged sexual abuse of a black child, not one of their four adopted black children.
This story just gets weirder and weirder.
Yeah, it's...
And obviously the Jon Stewart clip having aired
turns,
last
turns,
night
turns
is already dated because we learned a little bit today. I shouldn't say
right,
so much
Today
actually.
Show. Right.
But she did make, you know, say her piece, as it were.
Let's take a listen.
Are you an African American woman?
I identify as black.
You identify as black. Let me put a picture up of you in your early 20s, though. Mm-hmm. And when you see this picture, is this an African American woman or is that a Caucasian woman?
I would say that visibly she would be identified as white by people who see her.
But at the time, were you identifying yourself as African American?
In that picture, during that time, no.
When did it start?
I would say about 5 years old.
You began identifying yourself as African American?
I was drawing self-portraits with the brown crayon instead of the peach crayon and the black, you know, aww, black curly hair. And, you know, yeah, that was how I was portraying myself.
So
it's what? Yes. What the hell? And as we mentioned, yes, she did speak to Matt, you know, she's speaking to Matt Lauer there, and that's how she identifies. And I understand that part. I think.
I know.
I thought I wrapped my head around that.
We've had, 5 days to consider this now, ever since Thursday or whenever the story seemed to break?
It's so confusing, but yet it's so simple. It really is. I mean, when it comes to this story, it's the ultimate conundrum.
And we do have another clip on her look, like how she achieves her look. Did you want to hear that now?
The kinky curl?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, roll the second one on her.
You've changed your appearance. Your complexion appears darker than it did in the photos of you as a young lady. Have you done something to darken your complexion?
I certainly don't stay out of the sun, you know. And I also don't, as some of the critics have said, put on blackface as a performance. This is not some free Birth of a Nation mockery blackface performance. This is on a very real, connected level. How I've actually had to go there with the experience, not just a visible representation, but with the experience. And the point at which that really solidified was when I got full custody of Isaiah,
who is originally her adoptive brother. So now it's her adoptive brother/son. And
right.
He's black.
He's African American. Yeah. Right. And then the story turned again today when I found out that at one point she sued Howard University over a race issue as being, she was discriminated against as a white female.
Right.
What? Yeah, John Stewart had it right. What? What? How's that? I don't, no comprende. Don't get it. 808-0810. If you'd like to speak up on the latest. Okay, who do we have?
We do have Michaela in Alameda who's ready.
Hi, Michaela.
To speak.
Hi, good evening.
Hi.
Hello, Michaela. Go ahead. You're on KGO.
Hi. Yes, I'm a first-time caller, and I usually listen to you guys, and I never call in.
Michaela, just tell us about your experience.
Basically, I'm a black woman, okay? I'm a Hershey brown, dark chocolate, black female, okay? And my thing is that I am so freaking pissed off. First of all, getting, and I'm speaking to Black America.
Okay.
I am so irritated by those black people that say, oh, okay. It's all right. As long as she's for down for the black cause. That's
well, even the NAACP said that. But I think they had a problem with the integrity and the ethics of, you know, hiding it, yes, and covering it up.
Exactly. Yeah. It is the integrity and all of that you just said. I believe in that. Okay, but what I'm saying is, what I'm so agitated about is that we me as a black woman that is dark skin. I mean, dark skin.
I understand.
That she is saying that she can comprehend what we go through. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
All right.
You do not. Okay. And the other thing that I'm saying is, as a black woman, I am so extremely hurt. It's just no words. I'm just hurt.
What's the hurt part?
My point is that black women in particular, have had to fight for so much.
Oh, my God, yeah, 100 times as hard as anyone. Hey,
okay.
Michaela.
Michaela, I've got to move on, but I thank you. We get your point. And I understand. And this is the problem. I mean, this has been the problem with the people who are not supporting her and who are glad that she resigned so that they did not have to go and fire her. All right.
No, so, I think I get the hurt part. It seemed as though she was so angry she had trouble expressing herself. How can you in 10 short years co-opt, you know, thousands of years of pain, or in this country, decades of pain and torture and humiliation and murder and mayhem? I mean, I get that. For someone to just go, I'm going to co-opt that as a lifestyle. It's a little glib.
All right, 808-0810. And as we said, the latest spin is this afternoon. There's even more coming out about the family, and we'll get to that coming up. First, let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. San Leandro, northbound 880 at 238. Accident was blocking the left lanes. It looks like they've pretty much got that out of the road now. Traffic is still stop and go back to Llewellyn. 238 northbound, a grass fire reported on the connector to northbound 880, and that was apparently started by a solo vehicle accident on the right shoulder. It's also clearing. Southbound 880 is most heavily affected. In fact, it's still nearly stopped from 238 back to just before Floresta. Union City, northbound on the Nimitz, traffic stop and go between Whipple Road and Industrial Parkway. And in the city, westbound 80 at the 101 split, please watch out for an Ottoman that's in the second lane. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free trading and investing class so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention Offer Radio 50, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your seat while space is still available. Call 888-712-TRADE. Call 888-712-TRADE. Mention Offer Radio 50. Call 888-712-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
I have 6 credit cards that I use. I added it up and I pay $863 a month. And I have a balance of $50,000. Can I get the money from LoanMe to pay off these balances so I just have one monthly payment that's lower than these?
Yes, you can. With your good credit, LoanMe can loan you up to $100,000 in about a day at rates as low as 9.9%, 11.39 APR for the most qualified applicants, and there's no collateral required of any kind, just your signature.
So I borrowed $50,000 from LoanMe to pay off my 6 credit card balances, and now I have just one fixed monthly payment that's lower than the total of those cards. Wow, I'm saving on my monthly budget, and it's much more convenient. Thanks, LoanMe.
So call LoanMe at 855-59-PRIME.
That's 855-59-PRIME for up to $100K in about a day.
Loan amounts and APR depend on FICO score, income, and ability to make payments. Minimum 660 FICO for this program. Loans made pursuant to California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lender License Number 603K061.
Switch to Metro PCS today and get a free 4G LTE smartphone, like the LG Leon LTE, sales tax not included. And since you'll keep your old phone number, you won't run the risk of inheriting some number previously used for pizza deliveries. Nope, just a brand new smartphone for free on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Right now at Metro PCS.
Limited time offer. Price after instant rebate. Excludes numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
Wendy's presents Red in What's Her Dill?
Mm, you guys, this crispy dill chicken sandwich from Wendy's is awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, like it's $1.49, which is like a pretty great dill. And like, I love that it's crispy dill.
Yes, $1.49, it's a great deal on dill, no?
Sounds like we all love dill.
Dill.
Pickles.
Totally.
Exactly.
Wendy's new crispy dill chicken piled with 8 zingy pickles and creamy cucumber dill sauce for just $1.49.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Prices and participation may vary.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, Rachel Dolezal once again today on the Today Show trying to, walk it back. I think the whole family needs to walk it back. I don't think any of them get along, quite honestly. And then this afternoon, these other charges that come out that the brother, who is a white guy, and must be her sibling, okay, her brother. As I try to keep up with the calculus on this, Rachel Dolezal's brother faces trial for alleged sexual abuse of a black child, but not one of the four that they adopted. This goes back some ways, according to the Denver Post. All right, let's take some calls. 808-0810. Next we have Cynthia in Milpitas. Hi, Cynthia. Good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
I just wanted to comment and share, you know, what I'm feeling about all of this. I understand as a black woman where the last caller was coming from, but I'd just like to say, you know, pretty much we all understand why the NAACP was created and to serve, you know, the black community or the people of color, all people of color, to fight injustice. But you really don't have to be black or a person of color to fight injustice.
Well, they made that very clear nationally, yes.
Yes. And so, you know, for Ms. Dolezal to, you know, take the steps of portraying herself as black really is not a true representation of what NAACP is all about, because it's not about hate. And I think that she is dealing with something very deep that goes beyond color. And I just want to say that, you know, you don't have to be black to participate in NAACP or any
right.
other organization that fights against injustice. You do have
well,
to
there
have
are plenty of whites who are card-carrying members. There's that's for sure. I think what you're talking about is the obvious. There's a mental health issue going here on here.
Absolutely.
Yes, there is absolutely a mental health issue in play. I mean, it couldn't be more clear again this morning, because she was sidestepping the questions, you know, walking back this, going forward with that, left, right. She was all over the place.
But is it something that
right,
we need to medicate?
Definitely, you know, NAACP is about, or any organization, you love the members, you love who they represent and who they are. That means we love ourselves. She has no self-love. And for her parents to have to come out and say what they said, there's some family issues that go deeper than NAACP, being black, being white. There are some serious issues that are going on there. It's just sad, because she has done good work mm-hmm. for our community, but the integrity is something that is being questioned.
Well, yes, the whole thing's one giant ruse. So I think you're right, and Dr. Tarfield spoke to that yesterday.
Do you think it undermines her good work? Is that what you're saying, basically?
I think it absolutely does undermine her good work, because, again, this is an organization that's founded on integrity.
Yeah, I get it.
And advancing people, for the betterment in society uh-huh. and in life. And how can you do that when you're lying about who you are?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the real injustice here is that she's proclaiming to be something that she's not.
Yeah, I see it.
So what does this tell our, you know, our people and our community, you know, our young girls, our young black girls? She's portraying herself as black, but yet she's not black. So that confuses not only the black community, but even more so the white community.
Well, she's thank you very much. She's taken the conversation in a different direction this week. That's for sure.
Yeah, the only good thing, I guess, is that, well, we're all talking about it. We're talking about what it means to identify with a race and or a culture. Or are we saying, hey, it's meaningless. Just change your your origins whenever you feel like it.
I'm a white guy, so, you know, that's for whatever that's worth. My opinion is, I don't have a problem with her being Caucasian or white, or if she'd have owned up to it from the beginning of her running the Spokane chapter of the NAACP. What I have a problem with is all of the deception and all these accusations of race hate crimes. First white, as a white person, and then there were nine cases that were tagged as being hate crimes against her as an alleged black person. That's where I draw the line and I say, there's a problem upstairs here. I kind of feel sorry for her in a way because I think she needs medical help. I mean, mental health help. If she so seeks, she desires to have it.
She's playing the victim.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're not going to throw her in a psych ward. That's up to her. All right, let's go to the next line.
HB in Oakland.
HB, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
I'm so sick of this mess. I don't know what to do. First of
all, I know it keeps turning, right?
Yes. Obviously, her parents got problems, so why wouldn't she have them?
Yes, the whole thing is it's just nuts.
The whole family is a freaking nut job. But what did she do? She went out and she helped people less fortunate. I have talked to a bunch of people who know this woman.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's right. And they care about her and she cares about them. We didn't know anything about her for a long time. And as far as her hair color and her skin color, I'm a black woman. I got 6 bags of hair and they are every color you can name, including pink. And the last time I looked, my black behind was not white. This is some stupid stuff that we're going about. Did the woman do some good things? Yes, she did. Does she have some mental problems? Yes, she does. I got some. You got some.
That's right.
All of God's children got some.
Amen.
Thank you.
You just nailed it. Hallelujah. That was fantastic. All right. Talking about driving it home. That's the championship right there.
All right. I know we got to go to news.
No, that's perfect. She just put the explanation point on it. All right. Talk about hammering it down. Let's hope the Warriors can do the same thing. We'll be right back here. Listen to the Drex Radio Show. Oh, we'll talk about the other elephant in the house, that GOP one, Donald Trump. That's right. Coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry. The federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our Sun Power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. The best in the business. Independent surveys say 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California-equivalent instant rebate check. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849. Call now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Looking for the hottest deal on a new mattress? Then don't miss Sleep Train's 4th of July mattress sale. Save up to $300 on Sleep Train's most popular Sealy Posturepedic and Simmons Beautyrest mattress sets.
Plus, pay no interest for 36 months on Serta iComfort and Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, on approved credit with 36 equal monthly payments required.
Big savings and interest-free financing? These deals aren't just hot, they are explosive. And you'll always get free red carpet delivery and Sleep Train's 100-night low price guarantee. So hurry on in. Sleep Train's 4th of July mattress sale is on now.
Now, not everyone can offer free delivery, but at Sleep Train, you'll always get free delivery, setup, and removal by 2 p.m. They'll even deliver your new bed as soon as tonight, absolutely free of charge. Their professional red carpet delivery team will be in and out before you know it, so you can start sleeping better than ever.
For complete finance information and to find the store nearest you, go to sleeptrain.com. Superior service, best selection, lowest price guaranteed. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep.
What puts you at risk for identity theft? Do you bank online or go to the doctor? Banks and health insurers can be susceptible to breaches of your private information. Ever give out your social security number or date of birth? Hackers can use it to get loans or drain accounts. That's why you need LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Join LifeLock right now, and you'll get a special 15% discount. Just call or visit LifeLock.com and use...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.